Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. You alone deserve our honor. You deserve our worship. Receive it to yourself, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you will, please, let's take our confession together. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us for this service today. Thank you. If you are here with us in this room, if you are online, thank you. Glory to God. We're excited in the presence of God. And I know that we close out this fast with a mini love feast, whatever. That's awesome. There's going to be a lot of love feasts this year. Amen. So get yourself ready. This is just for us, right? This one is just for us. So, you know, close out our fast. But all the other ones we're going to do, you know, this, let's get ready to celebrate and let's not be selfish with our celebration, right? Let's invite people who might be able to benefit from our celebration, who can be encouraged. Amen. And don't invite the same people that you've always invited, who have always just come to eat the food and go home. Be strategic. Amen. Someone, people that can be blessed and people that can be touched by the kingdom of God and whose lives can be impacted. Amen. Amen. You see that line in our confession that says, this is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations, unlimited, unending festivities, round-the-clock jubilation. We're going to do it. Amen. I said we're going to do it. Amen. It's going to be celebrations, unlimited, unending festivities, round-the-clock jubilation. So start getting your stuff ready. Start planning, right? The next love feast is going to be, I think, around Resurrection Sunday, Easter. Let's have Easter with a bang. Easter is early this year. Easter is like, I think it's the first Sunday of April or something. So it's a little earlier than usual. But let's get ready. Start picking out what you are going to cook, what you are going to, you know, start getting ready. It's going to be a big celebration, Easter. Hallelujah. And ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, direct me someone I can invite for that service. Amen. So we'll have a time of celebration. We'll have a time of feasting together. Glory to God. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be many. I'm warning you now. There's going to be a lot. So start believing God for money to cook. Amen. So everything is going to be in its place. The Bible says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. We've done the fast. Now you get into your year. The rest of your year, you know, put everything in their place. It's like a relay race, right? You know, don't take your foot off the gas pedal where your spiritual life is concerned, but put everything in its place, right? Make sure that you are strategic. Talk about that in a little bit. My time is going to go. My alarm is going to go off. Let's take our confession and get into the Word of God. Let's go. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift. And power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the faint. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his grace and his mercy. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! In this season, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah and from rejected to Beulah. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner. From supplanter to contender, in this season, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible, and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life. Come on, speak life. I speak life. Woo. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and be seated in the presence of the Lord. You see how I'm rushing? I'm rushing through everything now. Because that alarm is coming. It's shifting, I know. Can't you feel the shift? You can feel it, right? Right? I'm rushing through everything now. I'm not going to rush through the word, but the Holy Spirit is going to give you what he has for you today. Whew, glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in this place. man. Okay. Now, I want to share a few things here that are really important to close out the fast. This is very, very powerful, very, very important. Through the years, this actually started several years ago. I don't know how many years ago. It's been quite a while. The Lord gave me this message that it's an impartation. And I titled that message way back then. I titled it Unconventional. Mm-hmm. And, just almost every year I go back to that message because there were notes that were written down. Some of you have probably heard some part of that message, but you've heard different varieties of it, because revelation is progressive. So you've heard different evolutions of that message through the years. Just about every year I go back there and there's something new, but it's the same principles, but it's something new. It's a different slant to the message. And this year, it's a different slant to the message, but it's the same thing. So I'm going to go through these six principles with you. Hold them very close to your heart as you go through this year. Believe God. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe God. Amen. Don't let loose. Yes, you're going to live your normal lives. You're going to do different things. Let your life be in compartments, the way it's supposed to be, the way God created you, as you do everything normally and all of that. But make sure you don't drop the ball on your spiritual life. Some people go, they go through this fast in January, and then once they get into February, they were going to go crazy, right? We suffered in January. This February, we're just going to go crazy. Don't do that. Keep your spiritual life. Keep it bubbling. Amen. Yes, you're going to do other things. You're going to, start eating. But even when you eat, don't start eating like you lost your mind. Don't start eating like, I've got to make up all the hunger from Jan. Don't do that. Amen. Glory to God. Let everything be in its place, in its rightful place. Glory to God. I tell you, this can be a very different year for you. I'm actually believing it's going to be a very different year for you. Amen. That you are going to experience God like you never have in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things are going to be very different in your life. Amen. Hold on very close to these principles. Now, let's start out from Luke chapter 5, verse 26. It's one of our key scriptures. Let's read that. It's one of our key scriptures for the year. Let's read that from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Luke chapter 5 and verse 26. Look at what it says. And overwhelming astonishment and ecstasy seized them all, and they recognized and praised and thanked God. And they were filled with and controlled by reverential fear. And they kept saying, we have seen wonderful and strange and incredible and unthinkable things today. You will see wonderful things.
Amen.
You will see strange things.
Amen.
You will see incredible things.
Amen.
You will see unthinkable things.
Amen.
Not only today, but through this year.
Amen.
I said, not only today, but through this year.
Amen.
You will see incredible things. In the name of Jesus. Now, there is a story that leads to this verse, right? And I have to come back and read that story. But let's go with me to Luke chapter 5. Second Kings chapter 7. Second Kings chapter 7. There is another very interesting, incredible story, right? And I can't, because of time, I can't go through it all because I have to get through this. I have to get into these principles and share these principles with you. But you are going to have to, and I encourage you to do it on your own. You are going to have to take some time and read these stories, these two stories, this one in 2 Kings 7 and the one also in Luke chapter 5. You are going to have to go through them and read them by yourself and actually just identify a lot of things that the Lord is sharing with us in this service today. And I know later in the year I'm going to come back and talk about some of this because it's so fresh, so strong in my spirit. Amen. All right, so in 2 Kings 7, this story. I can't read the whole thing. And there are different characters here. I'm going to focus on some characters here. There's four of them. There are four leprous men. Those are the only ones, you know. There's a king. I don't really care too much about the king. There's an associate of the king. He's in his cabinet. I don't care too much about him. Then there's the populace, right? There's the general population, you know, those who wait to see before they run. I don't care too much about them. These four guys, these four lepers, I really want us to focus on them. I want us to be God's four lepers. There's God's four lepers, and then there's God. And then there's the incredible. And there's the unconventional. Amen. So let's read this real quickly. Then Elisha from verse 1, Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. If you've read our devotionals, you've read some of our books, I've written about this story in different shades and different ways. Amen. This was a tough time. So hard times. Times were hard spiritually. Times were hard financially. Economy was difficult. I mean, people were eating up their children, their own children. Politically, it was really tough. Socially, things were bad. It was really hard. It was really hard. I mean, families were turning against themselves and reporting themselves to the authorities. This was a very bad time. And in the midst of all of that, God sent his prophet, and he said to the people, tell them, I am going to do some incredible things, and I'm going to do it in unconventional ways, and it's going to be very quick. Amen. It's not going to take very long. It's going to be very quick. In fact, he said to them, by tomorrow. He told them, 24 hours. 24 hours. So then the Lord starts saying what he's going to do. Now, of course, there was somebody in the king's cabinet, a lord on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be, you know, the man is an unbeliever, he doesn't know God, doesn't understand the principles of God. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it. The prophet said to the man, behold, you see it with your eyes, but you will not eat thereof. Now, let's focus on these four lepers. I really love the story of these four lepers because out of our confession there, what verse of this confession is this? Glory to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm rushing. What part of this confession is this? You know where it says it's shifting and there's a lifting up for me? Look at it. Here it is. In this season it's shifting. There is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among the princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting. There's a lifting up for me. God said he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. Listen, there's a deep revelation in here. There are some treasures that will change your life, that God will show you, that everybody may be passing by and not see, but God will open your eye to see them.
Amen.
And those treasures will change your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is going to use some insignificant things and some insignificant people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
From bitter waters in Mara to pleasant streams, you will go from bitter to pleasant.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
From forsaken to Hephzibah, you'll be beloved. You used to be forsaken, but now you'll be beloved.
Amen.
From rejected to Beulah, you were rejected, but now you'll be married.
Amen.
To the King of Kings.
Amen.
From beggar to ruler, you used to be beggar, but now you are going to be ruler.
Amen.
You used to be loner, but now you'll be owner. That's you. That's you. Somebody's talking to God, is talking to somebody in this place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From supplanter to contender.
Amen.
Pretender to contender. You know, there was a time you used to just pretend that you were blessed. When they say, how many blessed people are here? You raise your hand. You were just a pretender. But now you are going to go from pretender to contender.
Amen.
When they say, how many people are blessed? You won't even think about it. You will know that you know that you know. Woo. Woo. Four lepers. Insignificant people. Outcasts. Down and out. Downtrodden. Nobody ever. If these four lepers walk past you, you will not look at them. You will not take a second look at them. Four lepers. But these four lepers became the ones who entered the harvest first. You will enter the harvest this year. I say you will enter the harvest. These four lepers, verse 3, entering in of the gate, they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? These four lepers, they made a move. You must make a move. I say you must make a move. You must change something. You must change something. You must give God something to work with. Start with your mind. You must change something. You must change something. They say, why sit we here till we die? Why are we going to sit here expecting something to change? By let's change something and then let's see what God does. Remember, God already put the word out. God said, I will do impossible things. I will do incredible things. I will do them in an unconventional way, and I will do it very quick. The word was already out. Like the word is already out in 2026. The word is out in the atmosphere. It's already out there. God is just waiting for some people to make some changes and take hold. Someone said, that's going to be me. Someone said, that's going to be me. I'm going to be one of those that are going to take hold of it. These four lepers, they rose up in the twilight. They got up very early. Very early. Unconventional. Amen. When everybody was sleeping, they got up early. Early. When everybody was playing, they got up early. I get to this in a minute. Take advantage of spiritual laws. There are laws in the universe. Make those laws work for you. Amen. Nothing just happens on this earth. Right. Nothing just happens on this earth. There are laws in the universe. Yes. You see how some people are just gliding and just living, just floating like they own the earth? Somebody before them operated some law of the universe. And they are inheriting the blessing of it. You can be the one. Through you, God can change the story of your family.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I said, through you, God can change the story of your family.
Amen.
Who said? What's this? The way people think, even young people think like that, older people, children think, everybody thinks like that. It's like, well, you know, one of these days my parents will be so old, they won't have anything. I will be the one who has to work to take care of them. And then, yeah, that's good. That's honor. You should take care of them. But God is telling you, your generation, you can be the one who leaves an inheritance for your children.
Yes.
See, that's a shift.
Yes.
See, that's a shift. See, even children, little young children are growing up now. They are thinking, well, let me do everything I can so that one day when my parents are too old and they are broke, they don't have any money, so that I can. Yeah, that's good. Honor your parents, you should. But you grow up with a different mindset.
Amen.
The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children and his children's children. There are people already living like that in our world today. Where they are laying down inheritance for their children and their children. There's something called generational wealth. It's not based on what the children do. The wealth is already there. The parents just tell them, this is, you know, this is how, you know, the Lord was by covenant. This is in the Bible. This is how. Look at all the patriarchs. This is how all the patriarchs lived. Abraham left an inheritance for Isaac. Isaac left an inheritance for Jacob. Jacob left an inheritance for Joseph. Joseph left an inheritance for his 12, for all the, I mean, look, this is how they lived. Why do we have to think one day we will get so old, we will be so poor, we will lack, we'll be so broke, that our children have to work two jobs to take care of us? Why do we have to think like that? Let's make the shift.
Amen.
See, people are thinking like that. Even now, in their lives, these are their thinking. One day I'll be so old, I'm going to need somebody, you know. I'm going to need, I won't have any income. I'm going to need people to help me, to push me around. This is how people are thinking. And what you think is what you will have. I'm not preparing for any child to push me around. I'm just telling you right now, I do not have such a plan. I sat the children down. You are not paying my bills. You are not paying my credits. You are not paying my loans. We will leave inheritance for you. This is how we are doing it. And everything, sweat, our sweat, blood, and tears, everything that constitutes our sweat, blood, and tears, when we are done and we are transitioning, you are going to play a major role in carrying it on. Amen. That's it. Amen. It's in the Bible. That's in the Bible.
Yes.
I don't plan to live any other way. I don't plan to get so old. I get old and my last days, I'm so broke. So, you know, I need people to push me around, you know, push me around. No! Oh, my alarm is going to go off in a few minutes. I haven't even started preaching yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to take you from the bottom. Listen, this is a transfer of power. Supernatural shift, transfer of power. The Bible says he lifts up the beggar and sits them with the princes. You take that. That's a promise for you. You take that. That's a promise for you. That God will multiply your resources. God will multiply your sweat, blood, and tears will not go to waste. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not going to labor for so many years, and at the end of your journey, there will be nothing to show for it. Now, there are laws of the universe. One of those laws is called the law of seed time and harvest. That means when you sow seed, there must be harvest. My friend, when you sow seed, there must be harvest. There must be harvest. Heaven must open over you so you can reap a harvest. When you are good to God's people, when you help the poor, when you help the needy, when you clothe the naked, heaven is paying attention. One of these days, heaven will send you clothes you didn't buy. Heaven will send you food you didn't work for. Heaven will send you money you didn't labor for. Shout yes, somebody, if I'm preaching to you today. There are laws of the universe.
Yes.
Take advantage.
Yes.
Take advantage.
Yes.
The lepers started early. They were not sluggards. They didn't hear the word of God. They said, one day, one way, somehow. You've gone through, you've been gone, for year after year, it's the same thing. Some, one day, somehow. One, something ought to tell you, you need to make a change. For things to change around you. Oh man, I can't read this story. Let's give you these six principles. I'm just going to start here. I'll come back at some point and touch them more. They got up. You know the way this story went. They got up. You have to go and read it. Oh, this is your assignment. Fast is over, but No morning devotion. So read this one. Read these two passages tomorrow. You have to get the revelation from this word. Woo. They got up early. They started early. Anything you want to achieve on this earth, start out early. Start early. Find out quickly. It's a law of the universe. Find out quickly what you were created for. Find out quickly what you were created for and then begin to invest in it early. Because the Bible says when the heaven is full of rain, when the clouds are full of water, they will release rain upon the earth. How do the clouds get full of water? Somebody has to put that water in the clouds. They have to. The water comes from down here. The water has to go up. Are you listening to me? Stay with me. Stay with me. God is talking. Don't be turning your head right and left. Watch me. Watch here. Start early. Whatever you are going to sow on this earth, start early. Some people waste their lives. If you want to go to school, go to school early. Go quick. If you are going to do a training work, you want to be an electrician, or you want to be a plumber, or you want to be a whatever, you want to be a driving business, whatever, start early. Start early. Put many things on this earth. Because when those things rise to heaven, hey, the heavens will rain upon you, my friend. The heaven will rain upon you. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Exactly.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. God calls some people to do something, they just take forever. They drag and drag and drag. As a man who had been sick by a pool 38 years. When Jesus came, said, what are you doing? He said, no man, I don't want to throw me in. I'm nobody. When the angel come, this is John chapter 5. When the angel come, you know, nobody, everybody jumps, everybody has a family, everybody, but not me, I have nobody. So you are going to, Jesus said, so you are going to sit here forever? If I was you, oh no. No, I won't hire because I can't pay that. I'm broke. If I were you, I would jump in the, I'll push, just stay there. After the angel leave, nobody's rushing. I'll just go. What's that thing the people get when they, pneumonia? You have pneumonia. You will be cold. You will be sick. You are already sick. So you add more to the sickness. But guess what? When the angel comes, you'll be the first. You are already in the water. So, plus pneumonia, plus catarrh, plus COVID. Everything will be healed, right? I say everything will be healed, right? Because you are already in the water. Somebody said, I will not let you go. Until you bless me. Until you bless me, I will not let you go. I'm not going to be a gentleman. I'm not going to be a lady when it comes to the blessing of the Lord. Until you bless. One snooze, we're allowed one snooze. Listen to these principles, powerful. Listen. Number one, God specializes in doing incredible and impossible things using unconventional methods and insignificant people. Write it down, go back and listen to it later on. Meditate this. Luke 1:37. Bible says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And no word from God will lack the power. Performance. Power of fulfillment. No word from God. Luke 1:37, Amplified. Jeremiah 32:26-27. God said, is anything too hard for me? Nothing. Is anything too hard for me? Nothing. Principle number one, hold on to this closely. God specializes in doing incredible and impossible things using unconventional methods and insignificant people. Don't wait. Don't follow what everybody in the world is saying. So this is how we've always done it in our family. Well, that's why your family is the way it is today. How are you going to get it out? How are you going to get that? How are you going to rebuild the foundations of the broken walls? How are you going to? Somebody has to do something different.
Yes.
Do something different. Tell your neighbor, say, do something different. Come on, say, do something different this year, my friend. Come on. God specializes in doing incredible and impossible things using unconventional methods and insignificant people. Come on. Come on. No matter who you are, don't talk about, I don't have the education, I don't have the qualification, I don't have the financial requirement. Don't talk about it. You have something. What do you have? What do you have? Go back home and ask yourself, what do I have? And take what you have and present it to God and say, God, I don't have what is needed, but this is what I have, and I'm asking you to bless it, and I'm going to stand here until you bless me. God specializes in doing incredible and impossible things using unconventional methods and insignificant people. Number two, be aggressive, my friends. Be aggressive with your faith. Oh God, please. Be aggressive with your faith. Be aggressive with your faith. Don't take no for an answer. Be aggressive. That story, you know the story that led to that scripture we read in Luke chapter 5 verse 26? A paralytic. He was paralyzed. He couldn't move. But he had some friends. He told his friends, take me to where Jesus is. Jesus is healing people. Take me there. He didn't give excuse. I will just die here. I will just die. Everybody can walk, but look at me, I'm paralyzed. So many people are living in self-pity. But think about it. Since you have been living in self-pity, what has changed? Mm-hmm. That's food for thought for you. Mm-hmm. Since you have been talking about all the things you don't have and all the things you don't know and all the people you don't have, what has changed? The day things started to change was the day you said, we have to change something. I'm tired of living like this. The paralyzed man said, take me, took his friends, called his friends. See, that man sold into his friends. He engaged the law of the universe. He has a spiritual law. So they that want to have friends, they must show themselves friendly. Yes. Friendly.
Yes.
That is, if you want people to bless you, you must bless people first. It's a law of the universe. Amen. It's a spiritual law.
Amen.
There's something called seed time and harvest. You cannot eat where you have not sown. If you want God, if you want heaven to be open over you, you have to put something in heaven.
Yes.
You have to put something in heaven. One person called me one time and said, Pastor, I'm so desperate. I just need prayers. I just need prayers. Well, they called me a few years before and I prayed for them and God gave them a breakthrough. And before that, they had called me a few years before that. And I prayed with them. And God gave them a breakthrough. It's the third major time. And I thought to myself, you never sow anything into my life. Ever. But every time you are desperate, you call me. I said, something has to change.
Yes.
We can't keep doing this. Something has to shift. You can't eat where you are not sowing. You can't eat. How do I pay my own bills? How do I put food on the table for my family? How do I tell my children it's worth it serving God? How do I tell them it's good to go into the ministry? If all their lives they saw me as a beggar and I couldn't feed my family. But I prayed for you and God answered your prayers. I was anointed. I fasted and prayed. I put myself in a place where God could use me as a vessel to bless you. But what have you sown? How have you helped me get from there to here? You just keep hoping that every time you show up, see, there are some people I understand. If you are hearing me, don't be offended. But this is, I'm going to say it anyways. Because year after year, they tell me, there's some people who ask for a confession every year. There's some one particular person I think I've been told about. Every year, before even our people get the confession, they are asking, oh, they've gone on the website. They don't have the confession. Every year when I look at the offerings and the giving, I've never seen that name, ever. Then they look at the list of people who give to the vision. Yeah, but you know, year after year, they get the vision first. Last 10 years, right? At the minimum. They take the vision and run with it. And then they take the words and the confession. But you are missing out. There are laws of the universe. I'm telling you now. Let me try to close this out. Be aggressive with your faith. Be aggressive with your faith. Listen, faith in God is the tool God gave you to bring the world to his knees and conquer it. Can you put that up for me? 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. Oh, Lord, I love it in the message. I love it in the message. I love it in most of the translations. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith as King James, you know, message amplified is really good. But I love it in the message. 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. And you don't have the easy-to-read version. I actually really love that as well. But let's all read the message together. I say, for whatsoever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world. Even our faith has amplified. Give me message. Thank you. Message. Hallelujah. Thank you. For whatsoever is... No, mercy. Thank you. Every God-begotten person conquers the world. I love you. I love you. Mariah, God bless you. Every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to his knees is our faith. Look, let me tell you something. Faith cannot be contested. You can. Your faith in God is your most valuable possession on this earth. Amen. Trouble will rage. Storms will come. Adversity will come. Everything will come on this earth. But your faith in God will move every mountain. Yeah. I said your faith in God will move every mountain. This is the conquering power. When you confront the world, no matter what the world throws at you, your faith will bring the world to its knees.
Amen. Amen.
When the world said there's no way here, your faith will say, yes way.
Yes.
Yes way, yes way. And your faith will stand there until something begins to move. Until something begins to move. When the world tells you you don't qualify, you are not from the right ethnic group, you don't have the right accent, faith will say, hello, hello, I am right here, and I did not come to take sides, I came to take over. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I didn't come to take sides. I didn't come to speak accent. I did not come here for accent. I didn't come here for culture. I came to take over. Everything that is available to me, I want it. I say I want it. Somebody say, but you are just an alien. Yes, I'm an alien. I am an alien who has faith in God. I said I'm an alien that has faith in God. And everything that belongs to me, everything that my father has given me, I want it. I want it.
It is mine.
Yes.
I snoozed it. Number two. Snooze. Number two. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. There's something going on here. There's something. Come on, stand to your feet. Shout hallelujah. There's something going on in the atmosphere. There's a release. There's a release. There's a supernatural shift. There's a sit down, sinner. Let's close this.
Hallelujah.
Be aggressive with your faith. Be aggressive with your faith. I can't read the easy-to-read version. I'll come back another time and read it. Put up for me real quick. I got to go. This is number two. I'm going to six. I got to go. This. I can't snooze this thing more than one more time. Two more times, maybe. Hallelujah. I feel myself taking over. I feel an anointing to take over. I'm taking over the time. I'm taking over the alarm. I'm taking over the service. I'm taking over the word. Hallelujah. Come on, shout it out loud. I did not come to take sides. I came to take over. I came to take over. Put that up real quick. Matthew 21, 21, 22. Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 and 22. If you have faith, like a mustard seed, you will not only do what was done here, but you will say to that mountain, look at it, Matthew 21, and put that up on the King James, please. Thank you. Real quick. Thank you. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith, and if you doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to this fig tree, but also if you will say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. If you have faith. It didn't say if you have $1 million. It didn't say if you know somebody in the cabinet, if you know somebody in the Senate. No. It didn't say if your father is the governor. It didn't say if your mother is very well. No. If you have faith. Look at verse 22. And all, somebody say all things. All. Come on, say all things.
All things.
Shh. I think it's amplified. It says, let's read this one first. All things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. All things, all things, all. Look at that verse in the Amplified. Put that up in the Amplified. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive it.
Amen.
You will receive it. I prophesy over you, you will receive it.
Amen.
I prophesy over you, you will receive it.
Amen.
I prophesy over you, you will receive it. In the name of Jesus. You are not going empty. You are not going empty. You are not going empty. You will receive it.
Amen.
Favor is yours.
Amen.
Help is yours.
Amen.
Incredible miracle is yours. Transfer of power is yours. Supernatural shift is yours. You will receive it. Let's rush through the rest of it. Number three, vision is crucial. Vision is crucial. You will never rise above what you can see in your spirit. And you will never advance beyond what you can see in your spirit. Vision is crucial. You will never rise above what you can see in your spirit. And you will never advance in life beyond what you can see in your spirit. Vision is crucial. Vision is crucial. I have one more thing about this. I'm going to come there in a minute. Number four, engage in credible praise. Until you can give God praise, shut your mouth. Engage the law of the universe that has to do with the power of the tongue. Don't let any word of unbelief, any word of complaint come out of your mouth. Even when you don't understand what is going on, say, I don't understand it, but I give God praise. He does all things well. Hallelujah. He's a good father. He's a good father. I don't understand it, but glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, learn to use the power of the comma. Learn to use the power of the comma. I don't understand it. Come on. But glory to God, full stop. Glory to God, full stop. It's not where I want it to be right now. Come on. But God is faithful and He will perform His word in my life. Full stop. Learn to use the power of the comma. Wherever you are today is a comma. It's not the full stop. The Bible says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous will never be cut off. Surely there is an end. Surely there is an end.
Surely.
I got some bad news, comma. But good news is right around the corner. that's not what I was expecting, comma. But by the grace of God, everything will be all right. Full stop. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! Incredible praise provokes the power of an incredible God. Let's close this out. Come on. Number five. Number five. Look forward. Look upward. Look inward. Look forward. Look upward. Look inward. What does that mean? Stop looking back. What does that mean? Stop looking down. What does that mean? Stop looking out. Look forward. Look upward. Look inward. The Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Look forward. Look upward. Look inward. Say it with me. Look forward. Look up. Look. Come on, say it with me. Look forward. Look. Look. Come on, help me say. Look. 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 Listen to this. If you look in the right places, you will see evidences of God already at work. If you look in the right places, you will see evidences of God already at work.
Yes.
He's already working.
He's working.
You just need to look in the right place.
Yes.
Okay, the right place is not back. Stop looking back. You have looked back enough. It's enough. Some people tell me, but you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and 3 years ago, and 2 years, and this is how, you know, this is how I am. You know, most people in my family, you know, we have low self-esteem. Shush! Look forward! And I tried the pastor, you don't believe it. 5 years ago, I put everything I had into it. It didn't work. 3 years ago, I tried it again. I had this message where you said the new year. You said it's a year of incredible. He said, that, no, I didn't say that it's 2026 that is the year of. Hallelujah. I tried it 3 years ago. I did everything, but nothing. So I came up empty. Then I did it again last year. Shush! Stop looking back. Look forward. God said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, go forward. It's time to go forward. Slap your neighbor. Say, it's time to go forward. Hey, you stayed in the same spot for too long. Say, come on, it's time to go forward. Come on. It's time to go forward. Come on. It's time to go forward. If you look in the right places, you will see evidences of God at work already. Gideon said, I can't do it. I can't do it. My family is the poorest in the land. You know, you don't know my history, Father. You don't know my God, where I came from. Nobody in my family has ever. God said, shush! God said, you are a mighty man of valor. God said, hey! Gideon said, who are you looking at? God, me. God said, you. You, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. Why? God was looking inside him. He was looking outside, but God was looking inside him. Say those three things with me again. One more time. Look forward. Look upward. Look in. Come on, do it again. Look. 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 Do it one last time. Look. Look. Look.
Amen.
Let's close this out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I already preached this one already. Use spiritual laws to your advantage. Use spiritual laws to your advantage. There are laws in this universe. There are laws in this universe. Use them to your advantage. Don't be like the Pharisees in Luke chapter 5. You know who Pharisees are? Pharisees are those who always see from afar, but who never get close enough to experience God for themselves. Don't be like a Pharisee. Pharisees are those who always see from afar, but they never get close enough to experience God for themselves. Don't be like the Sadducees. Who are the Sadducees? Sad, you see. Those who are always sad because they never see what God sees. Sad, you see. They are always sad because they never see what God sees. Take advantage of the laws of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Say to yourself every morning, I see myself going forward. I see myself rising higher. I see my dreams coming into fruition. I see God doing a new work in my life. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Hallelujah. Come on, let's close. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Come on, speak life over yourself right now. Declare some counsel of God upon your life right now. Hallelujah. Come on, declare some counsel of God. We're closing this out. Put some words in the atmosphere. Come on, help me. I need to hear you. Put some words out in the atmosphere. Come on. I need to hear you. Put some words in the atmosphere. I need to hear you. Put some words in the atmosphere. Come on. Put some words in the atmosphere. Come on. Put some words in the atmosphere. Wherever you are today, put some words in the atmosphere. Whatsoever you desire, whatsoever you are believing God for, whatsoever your heart is yearning for, come on, put some words in the atmosphere. Come on, put some words in the atmosphere for yourself, for your family, for your future. Come on, put some words in the atmosphere. I can't hear you. Come on. Put some words in the atmosphere. Use one of your upbeat ones. One of your upbeat music. Put some words in the atmosphere. Upbeat instrumental. Come on. Put some words in the atmosphere. Come on. Upbeat. Quick. Put some words in the atmosphere. Come on, I can't hear you. Come on. We're about to close this out. There's something going on. There's something going on in the atmosphere. There's something going on in the realm of the Spirit. Put some words in the atmosphere. Come on. Come on. Declare the counsel of Almighty God. Come on. Come on. Over my family, the counsel of God will be established. Over my household, the counsel of God will be established. Come on, come on. Pick up that music. I need that loud, up-tempo music. Quick, come on. I speak it over my household. I speak it over my future. I speak it over my children. Come on, come on, come on, come on. There's something going on here. Come on. That's it, that's it. That's it, but pull it down a little bit. I want to hear the voices of the people. That's it, I like it. That's good. But keep it down so I can hear the voices of the people. Come on, speak over your life. Come on, speak over your life. It's not what I say, it's what you say. You are the prophet of your own life. It's not what I declare, it's what you declare. Come on. Raise it up a little bit, just a little bit. Thank you. Come on, come on. I need 2 more minutes of this. I need words in the atmosphere. Let's take advantage of the laws of the universe. Let's take advantage of the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Some of you are too gentle about this. Some of you are too quiet about this. You are letting others do the speaking for you. I believe everyone. word you spoke, Lord. I believe every word you spoke. I believe every word you spoke. I believe every word you spoke. I receive what you declared. I will be your leper. I will rise up at the twilight. I will use my faith. I will use my faith. Santere Baba, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. We're not stopping right here. Come on. Put something in the clouds. Put something in the clouds. Put some more in the clouds. Put some more in the clouds. He said, yes, take a prediction. Come on. I am who I am by the grace of God. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am the blessed of the Lord. He's shifting for me. In the name of Jesus, I'm moving forward. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, unimaginable things. That's my portion this year. That's my portion this year. Improbable, amazing, unthinkable, uncommon. That's my portion this year. That's my portion this year. Come on, I'm not stopping you yet. Everybody, wherever you are, lift up your voice. Speak over your life. Speak over your family. Speak over your future. Speak over your business. Speak over your ministry. Speak over your finances. Speak over everything that concerns you. Speak over your body. Speak over your mind. If there are mountains standing in front of you, speak to those mountains. Speak to those mountains. Come on, I can hear you. Speak. This is not a time to be cute. Speak. Speak. This is not a time to be quiet. Speak. Speak. And leave the music out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you praise. You are faithful. 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 Oh, hallelujah, you are faithful. Oh, hallelujah, you are faithful. Hallelujah, you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, someone around you, I want you to prophesy over them. Hold somebody. Hold someone around you, I want you to speak over them. Speak over somebody around you, wherever you are today. Speak over somebody. Speak life over somebody in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, speak life over somebody. Speak life over somebody. Come on. Speak life over somebody. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, speak life. Speak life over somebody. Come on, bring the children. Where are the children? Somebody, go grab the children. Bring them in here, quick. Let's lay hands on those children. Bring them in here, quick. Come on, keep speaking words over them. Speak words into the atmosphere. Come on. Somebody help me put your hands on the children. You can leave wherever you are. Lay hands on the children. Come on. Find a child. Find a child anywhere around you. Put your hands over them. Speak life over the children. Come on. Speak life over. Come on. Not only your children. Not only your children. Go look for somebody else's child. Speak life over the children. Come on. You are blessed of the Lord. You are blessed going out. You are blessed coming in. You are blessed. The favor of God is upon you. You are protected. You are preserved. In the name of Jesus. Your life is shielded from every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus. The covenant of peace. The covenant of God's peace is with you. You are far from oppression. You are far from oppression. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are going forward. You are not going back. You are not going under. You are going forward. I understand there are some people in the kitchen. Somebody go in there and lay hands on the people in the kitchen. Speak life over them. Speak life over them. Wherever humans are on this property, speak life over them. Speak life over them. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you. Come on. If you are at home, if you are at home, if there's somebody around you, speak life over them. If you are by yourself, don't be silent. Don't be watching us. Speak life over yourself. Put your hands over your head. Speak. Make a see. Sita rabakosh. Repa kabaso. Repa doba kise. Meteria paroba city. Menderia barakababa. Jata lopa porababa. Make sikere baba. Zetenia prekivada. Mako papa ropa papa. Zetere papa baba. Mako baba baba. Zita rapa baba baba. Zite de devobobos. Makoraba bakuzata, jeteria davasite, I speak life over God's people. 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 Everyone under the sound of my voice, I speak life over God's people. I speak life over God's people. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I speak life over God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Slow worship music. Slow worship music. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Slow worship music. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, lift up your hands to heaven. Begin to give God praise wherever you are. Begin to love on Him. Tell Him, Father, I love you. I love you for who you are to me. Lord, you loved me from the foundation of the world. When I didn't know what I was doing, when I didn't know where I was going, I didn't know my left from my right, you loved me. Thank you for all the good you have been to me. Thank you for all that you provided for me. Even when I didn't deserve it, your presence never left me alone. Come on, wherever you are, lift up your hands to heaven. Give our Father some worship as we close out today, as we take this communion. Come on, hallelujah. Lord, you've always been good to me. You've always been good to me. You've never let me down. Lord, your word has never fallen to the ground in my life. You've never walked away from your promises to me. You've been so faithful. You've been kind to me. You've been better to me than I could ever have been to myself. Lord, you've always been there in my midnight hour. God, when it was dark and dreary, when the storms were raging, God, when the beasts were howling, God, when there was despair all around and hopelessness, God, when there was a cloud of darkness, God, you were my shield. Lord, you were my covering. You were my glory and the lifter up of my head. You have been so good. Come on, somebody lift up your hands. Worship the Father. Come on, tell Him how much you love Him, how much you appreciate Him, how kind you know He has been to you. God, I will never forget what you have done for me. You have been too good to me. You have been too faithful. God, you have been so amazing. You have been so loving. You have been so kind. God, where will I be without you? Where would I be without you? It is because of you that I'm still here today. It is because of you that I'm still breathing. There's breath in my lungs. Hallelujah. It's because of you. I have soundness of health today. It's because of you. I'm not on a hospital bed. It's because of you that I've been blessed. I've been blessed in all areas of my life. It's because of you. It's because of you. Come on, give Him a wave offering wherever you are. Come on, just wave from left to right. Let Him know you appreciate Him. It's a sign of honor to our Father. Hallelujah. It's a wave of offering. It's a wave of an offering. Hallelujah. It's a wave of an offering. It's a wave of an offering. We love you. We magnify you. We bless you, oh God. We glorify you. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Sing it, sing it. Come on. You are worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody, sing. Come on.
We give you all.
Thank you. Help me sing it. Come on.
The glory. We worship you.
Sing it again, everybody.
We give you all the glory. We
Come on, hold somebody's hands. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you, God, for our communion. Thank you for this covenant element. We bless them. Lord, we thank you, God, for everyone that is with us in spirit today. Thank you, Father, for your word that has been spoken forth. Thank you for the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for angels that are on assignment. You have gone ahead into our future to secure our destiny. You have done things we never could have done by our own selves. You have preserved our lives. When the angel of death arose, you stayed there and you said, stop. You can't come here. You can't come here. The blood of Jesus is on the lintel. The blood of Jesus is on the door. You can't pass here. There is no access for you. When sickness came knocking, you stood there. You said, there is no way here for you. You can't come in here. There is no way here for you. When poverty and lack came knocking, you stood there. You said, God is El Shaddai. God is in covenant with him. God is in covenant with her. You can't come in here. There is no access for you here. Father, we receive fully every promise. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. You alone deserve it. So receive it today. I speak good over you this week, this month, the rest of this year. I speak the blessing of the Almighty God upon you. He who keeps you, he will not slumber and he will not sleep. He will preserve your going out and he will preserve your coming in the name of the Lord Jesus. He will not allow you to dash your foot against the stone. He has given his angels charge over you. They'll watch over you and they'll preserve you in all your ways. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. Above all, you are blessed. You are blessed in the field. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in your home. You are blessed. You are blessed at work. You are blessed on the roads. You are blessed everywhere you go. The blessing of Almighty God is upon you. El Shaddai is manifest in all that you do. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you.